Marsha Parks.
Before we play our last selection, I'd like to tell you a few things, and I'd also like to say thanks to all those people who helped produce this concert. Howard Potter, the Associate Dean of the Eastman Community Music School, the Eastman Community Music School staff, the concert office staff, the Eastman Theater staff, including Ron Stampman, Julius Corsimilia, and his staff, also the Facilities Department and the Technology Department. So we really appreciate everyone's hand into producing this lovely evening that we've been able to share with all of you. Also, we have, if you're not familiar with New Horizons, we have a new brochure that we have available. It's in the lobby, and it tells a little bit about the New Horizons program. And if you happen to have read the newspaper last Thursday, Mark here, the columnist for the Democratic Chronicle, wrote a lovely article about us. And the hallmark of our program is that we start people who have never played a note of music, never sung, never played an instrument, never read a note in their life. And we can do it at any point in their adult life. And the uniqueness of our program is that it began right here in Rochester in the Eastman School of Music. So this band, the New Horizons Band, is the very first organization of a larger international organization. And we're very, very proud of that fact. Now a little bit about this next piece of music. This is by Anton Dvorak, a Czech composer, who came to the United States to see what the United States was all about, 1892 to 1895. And it was the New York Philharmonic who commissioned him to write this symphony number 9, also entitled the New World Symphony. And in it there are ideas that evoke our wonderful land. And Dvorak was especially inspired by one folk song in particular, the going home, spiritual, if you will. And he decided to set that in the second movement of this symphony. We'd like to dedicate the second movement to all those members who passed on this year. Some were more active than others. And I would also like to dedicate it to some of our family members who passed away this year as well. You can see our band members' names listed in their program. John Garland, Roberta Rugg, Bill Stiebert, Flora Stark, and Jean Taylor. All really wonderful people. And so now I'd like to thank you for coming to our concert. We hope that we're going to see you somewhere in the community in June. We also want to remind you that our orchestra concert is tomorrow night, right here, same station, same place, same time. And then our chamber music recital, the small chamber groups, flute, choir, and so on, that's all happening on Friday. This is a very exciting week here at Eastman. We hope that you're going to take advantage of it. Just two more nights to go. So please join us in the community in June. We're going to continue now with the New World Symphony, motives from the four movements, and we'll do this without interruption. Again, thank you. For